Now, did you know that in the sand of the beach, there is a very ancient story? Researchers from Curtin University on a field trip noticed some unusual coloured sand when they were collecting mineral samples, and using a new triple dating scientific process, they were able to trace it back hundreds of millions of years back to the supercontinent Gondwana. It's some groundbreaking new science, and it could be very valuable when looking for new sources of valuable mineral sand deposits across Western Australia. Gianni Di Giovanni has this story.
Beyond the beauty of that natural landscape, to be actually able to drill down and say something about almost like a whole new world you could access, whether it be reconstructing what the planet was like 100 million years ago, 200 million years ago, being able to say, if I was standing here that time, I'd have been on a beach, or I'd have been next to a river. And it's still a mind-blowing experience every time that zircon has almost been just waiting to tell its story.
That's Dr. Milo Barham, a research fellow at Curtin University in the Centre for Exploration Targeting. For all the countless grains of sands on all the beaches around Australia, there are stories. It was on a student field study to the south coast of Western Australia, in Hillier Bay, west of Albany, that one of these stories lay right at the feet of researchers. In that sand were traces of red, a mineral sand called zircon, that along with co-author Professor Chris Kirkland, Dr. Barham found a story that linked Australia, India and Antarctica back to the time when they formed Gondwana, the massive supercontinent from Earth's past.
Typically we expect nice white sandy beaches in Western Australia, but this area had a bit of a redder, a darker tint to it, which was suggesting that there's a concentration of other mineral phases in there. For the study we undertook was looking at a mineral zircon, which is very useful because it incorporates uranium into its structure, which most people would know is radioactive. And so as that uranium decays and produces its daughter kind of isotopes and elements, then we can measure the ratios to understand the age of that crystal. Essentially, when did that zircon form? The first realization that something unusual was happening here was the rocks in that area are typically kind of between 1,100 and 1,300 million years old. So 1.1 to 1.3 billion. But the grains we were looking at were typically between 500 and 700 or around 550 million years old. So both of them sound quite large. In our terms, as with geological time, it's still relatively short.
Using three different methods to date the zircon by examining the crystalline structure, Dr. Barham and his colleagues were able to determine that the mineral found on the South Coast beach was originally part of Antarctica, and rocks that would now be buried under ice. It had been washed inland to the region of Western Australia known as the Yilgarn, which is around 350 kilometres northeast of Perth, before washing down ancient rivers nearly 500 kilometres to Hillier Bay, part of the William Bay National Park between Denmark and Walpole.
It definitely is coming from a distinct area. The kind of novelty of this study was that we've applied multiple different kind of tests or questions to the rock to say, where have you come from? So this sediment has actually come probably from older little remnants of sediment that are on top of the Yilgarn or in the surrounding area that were ultimately delivered there hundreds of millions of years ago when Australia and Antarctica were connected by giant river systems. If you think about holding one of those zircon grains and saying, what were the chances of us being able to trace this back to a rock somewhere under the ice in Antarctica, it'd be millions, billions to one. But because of the number of grains that are produced and that the time involved and the number of grains that are on the beach, then suddenly it becomes statistically that it has come out that this is exactly what's happened.
Dr. Barham said this finding's not only useful for our understanding of the geological process of the Earth, but it could be economically important as well, as it could contribute to Western Australia's mineral sands mining industry.
Western Australia's a significant contributor in terms of mineral sands, which we'd use in terms of titanium products for whitening or for different kind of glazes and things like that with zircon. And so the exact same kind of techniques we're applying here to understanding where the sediment has come from is exactly what we'd apply to those deposits to be able to find more of those deposits, understand how they're forming. You can trace things back to source or understand, well, where are similar trap sites that would have accumulated the same sort of sediment.